Next time you open a bag of chips, concentrate on the crunch. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Gina Moore, assistant professor of marketing at Colorado State University, examines how being mindful of the sound your food makes when consuming it may lead to eating less of it.
Researchers are eager to understand the factors that affect food consumption. Existing research has emphasized external sensory cues, but in our current investigation, we bring intrinsic sensory cues, or sensory properties of the food itself, to the forefront by examining how manipulating the salience of a food sound can affect consumption quantity. Existing research provides support for the notion that being aware of the eating experience can help reduce consumption. We predict the sound that a food makes may offer consumers a cue for monitoring their consumption by providing a greater awareness for the eating experience. In three studies, we tested the prediction that making a food sound more salient would lead to less food consumption compared to when the food sound was not made salient. In Study 1, participants were presented with a bowl of small cookies and instructed to eat either as loudly or as quietly as they could. In the control condition, participants were instructed to eat as they ordinarily would. We found when participants were instructed to focus on the sound, they consumed fewer cookies than participants in the control. In Study 2, we manipulated the salience of the food sound by using a masking protocol in which white noise was delivered through headphones while participants ate from a bowl of pretzels. Louder white noise made the sound of the food less salient, while quiet ambient sound made the food sound more salient. Replicating our findings from Study 1, we show reduced food consumption in the high salience condition. Finally, in Study 3, we operationalize food sound salience by manipulating the description of pita chips by either emphasizing the food's sound compared to its taste. Again, participants who read about the food's crunch focused more on the sound during consumption and ate significantly fewer pita chips. Across our studies, we show that food sound salience affects consumption and can be manipulated by the consumer, by the environment, and through marketing communications. Therefore, the crunch effect has value to both researchers interested in understanding how sensory cues are connected to consumption and marketers using sound in their communications to consumers.
That was Gina Moore of Colorado State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.